Ramsey TV.
Yeah, the thing I want to know about fame, about celebrity, this always puzzled me. It's like, why did the Beatles run away from sex-crazed teenage girls? It's like, John, Paul, George, Ringo, do I have to explain everything to you? I'd be like, oh no, you caught me, oh no, please, oh no. I don't know about these guys. Brilliant musicians, but not too great celebrities. This is Martin Zender from the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. I'm from a famous state. This state is famous now, which does not bode well for it, because the first shall be last and the last first. Yesterday I told you that things on earth are based on things in heaven, but they're dim imitations. And not only that, but today you're going to learn that sometimes, well, in some cases, the whole thing is flipped. The whole thing is flipped. So on earth, we have what we call celebrities. We have famous people. And we all love the celebrity culture. To one degree or another, you just can't resist. I mean, during the heyday of Hollywood, if you saw Marilyn Monroe on the screen, and then suddenly you would see her walking down the street or in the grocery store, it kind of freaks you out a little bit. Like, oh my God, there she is. Oh my God, there she is. Folks, here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with fame. It's just that right now it belongs to the wrong people. Yeah, the wrong people are famous because this world is screwed up. It's topsy-turvy. And we would tend to look at the celebrity culture and think, oh, that's simple, that's awful. Those people, they just strut around like peacocks, the pretty boys, the beautiful girls, the beautiful people. And we tend to hate it, but deep down, it's like, oh, man, I wish I was loved by millions. Well, you're going to be. You are going to be. Again, there's nothing wrong with celebrity. God means for it. It's good. It's designed that way. Jesus was famous. I'm going to show you. There's two scripture verses that said Jesus was famous. And he didn't shun away from it. Because, I mean, he gave all the glory to his Father, but it's part of human nature to want to be around those of note, to be around those who are big, who have accomplished things. You want something to rub off on you. You're just not sure. But this is legit. In the scriptures, it is legit. There's a scripture that says when the kingdom comes, 10 men of the nations will grab onto the hem of a Jew and say, take us to Zion. They will find the Israel people because they will be famous. Don't trip up over that word. You know that the Greek word, our English word is adapted from the Greek word. Feme is the Greek word. The Greek word. Feme. I hear it. Famous. The English element there is a verminous. You say, what the hell is a verminous? No, not like a muskrat or a rat. No, I didn't say a varmint. A verminous, A-V-E-R, to declare forcefully. A ver is to declare forcefully. And so a famous person is one whose very presence declares forcefully his or her very presence. There's something about them. You want to touch them. And what happened when people touched our Lord, the woman that grabbed the hem of his garment? She just wanted to touch him. She knew that there was power in him. How did she know? Because his fame went around all over the place. And she knew that that was the answer to her problems. Peter was so famous, he didn't even know it. His shadow would heal people. He'd walk by, and his shadow would heal people. Paul admitted that there were those of reputation in Jerusalem. Now, he didn't care about that, those of reputation, reputed to be of reputation, but they actually were. Peter, James, John, they were the A-listers. Oh, yeah, they were. They were A-listers back then. Paul was certainly one of them. If Paul was, let's say you had received letters from Paul, you heard about Paul, word went forth that this guy healed somebody in Lystra, made a lame man walk, he raised the dead one time, and you heard about this guy. Can you imagine he comes into your living room? It's like, holy shit, there's Paul. It's exciting. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with celebrity. The wrong people are celebrities today. Now, there is, when I look at these people that I've mentioned, Peter, our Lord, and Paul, that was just a hint of how it's going to be en masse, of how this is going to be the mainstream thing. All the right people eventually are going to be famous. But now, the overwhelming celebrity culture involves people who are famous for music, famous for movies, famous for television, and it's all kind of doesn't really matter much, does it? I mean, in the big picture, no. I'm thankful for these people. They're talented. They give us some, you know, distractions from our daily trials, but it's not very weighty in the long run, is it? No. But people like Peter and Paul and Christ, hey, they were famous for the right reasons. The first shall be last and the last first. I told you I had verses saying that Jesus was famous. Let's go to Matthew 9:23. But first, look at this. Here's that reference I was talking about. Lo, a woman with a hemorrhage, 12 years, approaching from behind, touches the tassel of his cloak. For she said in herself, if ever I should only be touching his cloak, I shall be saved. Now Jesus, being turned and perceiving her, said, courage, daughter, your faith has saved you. And saved was the woman from that hour. Now, here we go, verse 24. There was another person, a woman who was, well, kind of like dead. What did Jesus do? He told the people, get outside, for the maiden did not die, but she's drowsing. And they ridiculed him. He holds her hand, and the maiden was roused. Yeah, from the dead. And the fame of this came out into the whole of the land. The fame of it. Jesus was the cause of it. Therefore, he was famous. Luke chapter 4, verses 12 through 15. Luke 4, starting with verse 12. And answering, Jesus said to him, that it has been declared, you shall not be putting on trial the Lord your God. This is Jesus, during the days of his temptation, says this to the adversary. And concluding every trial, the adversary withdrew from him until an appointed time. And Jesus returns in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. Make note, it's the Spirit of God that's on him at this time. And the fame concerning him, this was inspired by the Spirit of God. The fame concerning him came out down the whole of the country about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. He was famous. And the Holy Spirit was the instrumentality. It was the cause of it. The Holy Spirit likes fame. It doesn't like when the wrong people are famous, like today. No, I'll never forget when I met Ray Prinzing. He was a guy I listened to all the time. I had hundreds of tapes of his, and I would put them in. I told you about this, listen to his tapes. He was a kingdom preacher. He died, but he was a kingdom preacher. I learned a lot from the Salvation of All from him. And I probably knew of him for 2 years. My in-laws were kind of Ray Prinzing groupies. They went to all his meetings. And one day they said, Ray's coming by the house. I'm like, what? What? Ray Prinzing. It was like, wow. And I went in to the living room and here he came, the man himself. But he was very humble. And most people, when the right people are celebrities, then they ought to be humble because they realize that it's the Spirit of God. I don't think Jesus was going around with bodyguards, with a limo, you know, with the whole entourage thing. He probably did have groupies, but I'm sure there were some hangers-on, but the people who glorified him were legit. And the reason people were drawn to him was because they heard about him. Now, people are going to hear about us. Paul said, this is an amazing passage. Paul says, let me get this for you. This is something else. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4:9, He says, I suppose that God demonstrates with us, the last apostles, as death doomed, for we became a theater to the world and to messengers and to men. A theater. Now, to messengers, in the Concordant version, messengers mostly refers to angelic beings, that is, angels. This word theater, I want to look at this in the Greek, if you don't mind. First, the definition from the Concordant Dictionary. A place so arranged that many can place their eyes on one point. A place so arranged that many can place their eyes at one point. They've unearthed many of the theaters, like the Roman amphitheater, and many of the theaters in Athens and in Corinth. And yeah, every theater is arranged, even the movie theaters today. All the seats are arranged around a central point, and there's the screen. Back in the day, well, stand-up comedians, all the seats arranged, one person out there standing, and all eyes are upon them. Well, this earth is a giant theater. And Paul says that our lives are so dismal, really. Paul says that he considers himself death-doomed and his pals as death-doomed. It's so fascinating that all the celestial eyes are on him. Even the eyes of humans were on him because they thought it strange. Why? Well, I'm not sure why the humans thought it strange, but I know why the celestial beings thought it strange, because they know that Paul is going to one day rise to meet the Lord in the air, and he's going to be chief of the body of Christ, and he's going to have great power and authority, and he's going to be freaking famous. And so the shock, the reason they want to watch the celestial beings is because it's so incongruent to see a man who's going to be so famous treated so poorly. I say, look, come here, look at this guy. Grab some popcorn. You have to see this guy. This is Paul. Oh, yeah, we know Paul. All the celestial people know Paul. They all know Paul. Yeah, we know Paul. Look what's happened to this guy. He's getting beaten. He's in Philippi right now, and they're tying him to a post, and they're going to beat him with rods. Like, my God, they couldn't take their eyes off it, you know. It's hideous, but I can't turn away. I can't turn away. It's the shock of it all. And I suppose with humans, it's the same thing. But it is strange that when you see people on a screen, I know people have looked at me that way. People watch my videos every day and they get to know me. They've watched them for years, perhaps. And like, is this guy even real? I just see him on the screen. And then when I met these people in person, they just kind of stare at me. It's like one person actually touched my face. You're real. You're real. But that's the way with... It's so strange. That's the way when you see someone in a distant setting, like a screen, or in the old days, the films. These days, you know, anybody can get their 15 minutes of fame. But when somebody is out there a lot, and you get to know them, and then when you meet them, it is kind of mind-blowing. Well, transfer this to... Oh, that's how I felt with Ray Prinzing. I didn't see the screen, but I heard him. I became very familiar with him. And when I saw him and I heard his voice in person, it was like, huh, the tape deck is talking to me. Okay, so picture these celestial beings. They've been watching us our whole lives. And when they actually see us, it's going to be like, I mean, they are going to like want to touch us, look at us. We're going to be celebrities. And finally, the right people will be famous. The right people will be famous. They'll be all gathered around at the dais of Christ. And they'll be saying, oh my God, look, there's Chris Carnahan. There's Chris Carnahan. My God. And they'll have already known all the trials Chris Carnahan went through. A fellow member of the body of Christ, you and me, Indiana. Not to mention Dean Wilkinson. It's like, who's that standing next to Chris Carnahan? That's Dean Wilkinson. Oh my gosh. Weren't those guys Mortal Fury? They put out their videos and they made a tiny, tiny little dent in the world. Right along with Martin Zender and Rob Weil and Seth Follenkamp. And look, right next to them, there's Michael Knotts. Holy Moses. Michael Knotts. Today, wandering around in the woods, talking about Ephesians. Well, I can't add anything to that. Good old Michael Knotts. Dude, powerful celestial beings are just want to come into the area and look at him and touch him. And this is after the Holy Spirit moved. See, after Jesus Christ came out of the trial with Satan, the Holy Spirit was on him big time. And right after that, it says his fame spread. There's nothing wrong with fame. Fame is good. Just the wrong people are famous. And when we are in the celestial realm, while the new earth is in existence, do you know what a commotion it will make when one of us visits the new earth? OMG, there will be a motorcade. There will be pageantry. Talk about red carpet. And, I mean, I used to watch videos of Trump landing on Air Force One, or even when he was in his own plane and he was campaigning. But when he's president, for sure, they spread out the red carpet and that giant plane just... And it's an awesome sight. It pulls up and out comes the president. It's a theater. All eyes are on him. Right. Well, it's the wrong guy. I mean, yeah, we think of him as super, uber famous. But I tell you this, his fame is nothing compared to ours. His fame is not inspired by the Holy Spirit. It's inspired by his wealth. Yeah, he's a smart business guy. But the fame that is inspired by the Holy Spirit is legitimate. And it is lasting. And it is deserved in the sense that God has decreed it. We are the celebrities of the next eon. Don't be afraid of it. Because once your body is changed, you're going to be primed to enjoy it.